Hey everyone, and welcome to the Pondering Stepmom podcast. My name is Michelle, and thank you very much for tuning in today. I appreciate it. So today, I think this might be a bit of a shorter podcast. I actually didn't get very many responses this week, which is totally fine. I noticed that a lot of stepmoms viewed the topic and liked the topic, but they didn't say anything about the topic. So I'm not sure if that means that they just didn't want to lay their feelings bare in the comments or weren't sure, you know, really how to articulate what they were feeling. Or if they were just, you know, like a lot of weeks, I think stepmoms really just want to tune in to see what other stepmoms said, even though they don't fully feel comfortable commenting themselves. And the topic this week is definitely a very dicey one, very complicated one that's got many, many layers. So the topic this week was stepmoms. Do you feel like a stranger in your own home when your stepchild or stepchildren are there? If so, have you been able to create your own space or boundaries? Please share your experience and/or advice for other stepmoms. Okay, so this topic is prickly. It involves a lot of uncomfortable feelings. It oftentimes involves a stepmom who is feeling guilty for feeling these things. Best I can describe is, for me personally, just feeling like you can't 100% be yourself in your own home when you're quote unquote on as a stepmom. You know, when it's your turn, your weekend, your day, whatever it may be. There could be a lot of self-editing, not feeling as free with your words as you might be otherwise. There could be a lot of fear that things you say are going to go back to the other household. And that's really what I mean by not feeling fully comfortable in your own home when you're on stepmom duty. And of course, it can be even worse for stepmoms who are pretty much full-time. You know, you're just constantly sort of looking for your own space, looking for a little bit of privacy, a little bit of somewhere where you can just be you. So that's really what I wanted to talk about. Did get a comment on the Pondering Nooks Instagram page here from LA or La Latina Stepmom. She says, yes, I feel like the new girlfriend slash person most of the time when my stepdaughter is at my boyfriend's house. I can feel myself becoming small, but taking up much space, wanting to give daughter and dad their time, going out myself to run errands. I have to remind myself that personal time for myself is important, but I shouldn't be feeling like I need to make myself disappear. I'm as much a part of my stepdaughter's life, and I can take up space respectfully and lovingly. Thank you very much. Yeah, she's pretty much nailed it on the head. She's feeling all the things. She's feeling like she's making herself disappear because she's trying to give them space. But also, she's like, why should I have to make myself disappear? I'm a part of this family too. And again, goes back to last week's topic. This is a woman who's not married to her partner who has the child. And she's like, I'm a part of this family too. Last week we talked about whether getting married makes you an actual legit stepmom, or if you're still a legit stepmom because you're there and you're a part of the household. And my opinion on that was pretty clear. Like, if you're there and you're doing the things, you're a stepmom. Anyway, so she's completely correct about reminding herself that personal time for herself is important, but also there's this balance between, and I've done this before, removing yourself from the situation so much and to the extent that you're like, whoa, I'm not even, you know, in the picture anymore, and making yourself just, you know, small, like she said, and she shouldn't have to do that. So there's a really fine line there, and it's really hard to find the balance between getting your me time, wanting to give your partner space with their child, and just really being good to yourself. Okay, I am going to move on now to, looks like I got one or two anonymous comments on the Pondering Nooks Instagram. So I'll be right back with that. All right, I am now on the Pondering Nooks Instagram, where I have an anonymous message from a stepmom who says, "Hello, I am responding to this week's topic. I would definitely say there are times I feel like there is a strange dynamic when we have my stepson. We are close, and I have been in his life for 6 of his 8 years of life. But there are still some times that make me feel like the outsider in my own home. For example, there are times I will come home from the gym or grocery shopping on a weekend to find my stepson in bed with my husband watching TV, or want to shower, change my clothes, and I feel weird about, quote unquote, kicking him out of my room, but also feel weird about having to gather my clothes and go change in the bathroom. We also have a different rules and boundaries at our house that his mom does not have. So being the person that enforces those things most often can be uncomfortable, because I don't want him to feel like our house is any less his. But I also do have some boundaries and rules that would exist regardless of being my bio child or stepchild." Wow, that was very well articulated. Thank you very much. She's definitely hit on some good points there. I've gone through the same thing, the weird thing, like I always feel I have to wear a bra all the time, you know, around the house. And I'm not sure if that's just like a boy thing or a stepchild thing, but when it's just me and my daughter, or even my husband, I won't wear my bra if I don't want to, you know, just weird little things like that, or sort of the awkwardness, like she's talking about, of, you know, feeling like she has to go change somewhere else. And the rules and boundaries thing, that is really, it can be really uncomfortable and really awkward to be the one to try and enforce rules. And it can very much feel like, you know, it's just uncomfortable, you know. And I've always said that disciplining my own biological child is just so much easier. It's just like second nature. And then when it comes to my stepchild, it's a lot different. It's like walking on eggshells. It's being afraid that he's not going to feel comfortable in his own home. And it's this weird dynamic that's just very hard to describe. And I find it interesting that the stepmom has still felt that way, even though she's essentially raised her stepchild from the time they were 2 years old. So, you know, I often think, oh, maybe I would feel less weird or less uncomfortable if I had raised him from, you know, a baby or a toddler. But, you know, it turns out that strange uncomfortability can still exist, even when you've raised them for a long time. So it's a very interesting, again, this topic is something a lot of stepmoms are, they feel guilty about saying, "Hey, I don't feel comfortable when my stepchild is in my home." At the same time, you want to be doing a good job. You want to be this really great stepmom. You know, you want to please your partner. You want to do your part, but you're like living in this space that's not entirely the same space it would be if they weren't there. And that's just being honest. You know, I'm sure that a lot of us would walk around in our underwear if our stepkids weren't in the house, if we wanted to. It's just this weird, weird uncomfortability. And going back and forth between two houses was also something, as I said before, like, you know, I might say certain things when my stepchild isn't there that I wouldn't say when he is there, because you don't want that information going back to the other household. So, yeah. All right. Well, those are the only comments that I got this week. I really like talking about this topic because it is a little bit uncomfortable, but I think it needs to really come to light that it's okay to feel this way. It's totally normal. And there's so many stepmoms that say the same thing. So many, trust me. So if you're out there and you realize that you have to act different or speak differently, or you feel like you have to, as I used to say, be on a lot more when you have your stepkids as opposed to when you don't have them, that's normal, okay? And there's a lot of stepmoms going through it. There's a lot of stepmoms who, like me, find themselves, you know, wanting to maybe go out and run extra errands because you just want that space to yourself, or you don't quite feel comfortable in the family dynamic. It's all par for the course. And there will be times when you feel more comfortable than others. And then, you know, there's going to be other times where you feel just less like you in your stepmom role. And I think that's when a lot of us, myself included, really need to step back and be like, okay, what do I need to do for me to feel more like me again, instead of this person who's on all the time or editing myself all the time, or, you know, over accommodating for the stepchild? Because a lot of stepmoms will do that, you know, at the, you know, sacrifice of their own needs just to make the child feel comfortable in your home. And then you end up feeling uncomfortable in your own home. And I think that's a very common problem that a lot of stepmoms face. So, short episode today. You can join my bonus podcast sessions over at The Pondering Nook on Substack. It is for paid subscribers. It's a space where I go on and I talk about things in regards to being a stepmom that I probably wouldn't mention on this podcast because it's a lot more public, and the bonus sessions are only for paid subscribers, so I can be more free and more personal because it's not going to such a wide audience. It's more intimate. So yeah, if you can, check me out over there. There's a ton of free stuff. Mostly everything is free. Except for the bonus podcast sessions. So yeah, go visit me there. I would love to have you. And until then, I hope you have a lovely morning, afternoon, or evening. All right, guys. Bye.